Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Weathers is in for Andy Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Mary Kay Cabot from the ThePlainDealerCleveland.com coming up at 11 o'clock and at 10:40. Some support for Shedeur Sanders from a source you might not believe, but that's coming up in a little bit. Tom and I are talking about the coaching situation right now. And, you know, I've caught grief from a lot of folks here who call up and send me nasty emails because I think Kevin Stefanski can coach. And
how dare you?
Even though I think that, Tom, I understand what the situation is in the NFL. Good coaches get canned all the time.
They do.
You know, I mean, like Andy Reid left Philadelphia.
They get hired to be fired.
Yeah, well, they do. And that's part of the gig. You're in the locker room. What do you hear about Kevin from the guys who actually wear the helmets and play?
I know he still has the respect and the ear of at least the guys that I talk to. I don't have a lot of strong relationships with a majority of this roster, unlike in previous years, because I haven't been around as much.
Right.
And also, it's a new group, right? There's a lot of young guys, you know?
There was a graphic on Monday Night Football last night where the Patriots with Mike Vrabel just looked phenomenal against the Giants. They've won 10 straight games.
Yeah.
But they were talking about the young Patriot team and said, and then they showed a graphic, most snaps played by rookies in the NFL this year. Number one team was the Browns.
Doesn't surprise me at all. I mean,
because though we know they've been playing young guys, it hadn't dawned on me. They're playing more young guys more often than any other team in the NFL.
Right. So, I think the young guys, because they are young guys, are going to pay attention to what the coach says, right, and try to do right by him. The veteran guys are a different story. Veteran guys that have been around for a while can tune guys out. They've kind of seen it, right? They've been through, you know, various camps, various systems, philosophies, what have you. The guys that I have talked to said that, you know, Kevin still has everybody's attention. I think if you want to look at Sunday and the situation with Jennings, right, and the Browns players kind of standing up for each other, that's a good sign of a team that at least is still willing to fight, right?
Yeah. I don't think this team has quit.
No, I don't think so.
Any game, any time. They play hard. And you can say that's for the coach, for themselves, for the city, whatever it is. I don't think this team has quit at all.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if I alluded to that. It's not what I was going for. But, and I agree with you, Jeff, wholeheartedly. So I think that he has the respect of the locker room still. I don't think anybody's tuned him out yet. I think there is, unfortunately, some narratives that have built up outside of Cleveland about Kevin's relationship with Shedeur Sanders, which I think has been unfair. I think there has been some shots taken at him that have been unfair. From the vibes that I get and the conversations that I've had with guys in the locker room is that this is still a united team, that feel strong about what this year is about. Again, we can talk about that more, Jeff. You know, what were the expectations? You know, was this just a developmental year? Was this kind of a, was this a red shirt year for the Browns, if you will? In some ways, was it supposed to be? I kind of see it that way. Yeah. I really do. I wonder, you know, and listen, and we talked about this, and I know Andy and I and Dan talked about this at one point. You know, unfortunately, I think for Browns fans, and obviously there's been a lot of, there's been a lot of down moments over the last 20 years, and I get it. And I appreciate the passion and, how Browns fans continue to come back week in and week out, right? It seems like everybody is fine with understanding where things are at until the ball gets kicked off on a Sunday afternoon, and then everybody kind of loses their mind, right?
When it doesn't go well, people act like it's a normal football game and your team is expected to win, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It is. And I find people it's interesting, by the time we get to like Wednesday or Thursday, everybody's kind of finally calmed down from criticizing the 4th-and-1 call on Sunday.
And then here we come again.
And then they're looking forward, and they're just waiting for the next disaster to happen, right? So, yeah, it's just, you know, unfortunately, things have kind of, you know, in this season, and Jeff, and I love the way you pointed out the way, you know, coaches have not survived this kind of a 6-25 situation or what have you. Now, there are a lot of variables at play, though, that make it a positive for Kevin Stefanski. The fact that he's had 2 11 win seasons, the fact that he's gotten this team to the playoffs twice. I think the argument,
which by the way, the 11 wins, most wins since the team's return.
I think
to the
argument
NFL.
Can be made. I think it's a no brainer argument that he's been the best coach they've had since their return as an expansion franchise. I don't think it's close. I mean, I
agree with you, but we both know that might not mean anything.
No, it may not.
Yeah.
But we also have an ownership group that has, that showed impatience for too long and then maybe was too patient at times in other situations, right? And then has made a catastrophic mistake with the signing of a quarterback that continues to, like I said, a cloud that continues to hang over this franchise. So there are other variables there that I think are positives on the keep Kevin Stefanski agenda, if that's the right word.
Folks, would you want him back next year? Just flat out ask if anybody wants to chime in. 216-474-0092. There are 5 games to go, Tom. You have Tennessee this week.
Okay.
You don't win a Tennessee home game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's going to be a bad look.
Yeah. Now, weather comes into play. You know, there are other factors here that we have, but you're right. You need the home win here. You need, you know, Shadur to have a solid game, you know, play well enough that he shows some more continued progress, run the ball, let Judkins do his thing. By the way, has that kid been unbelievable?
It's fun.
Oh.
I love his running style.
Oh, my goodness. Right, Jeff? It's like every carry. And he's fighting for every millimeter that he gets, which is great to see. He's been great. And I tell you what, and I had heard this a few weeks ago when I've been covering the Browns on a semi-weekly basis here. Actually, I've been out there at least once a week working for Scott Petrak on Fridays. for the Illyria Chronicle, the zone coverage that they do. And I had heard whispers a couple weeks ago about Dylan Sampson and how he had been coming on in practice. And then sure enough, he has a breakout game a week ago in Las Vegas.
Looked great.
And you see
the way he busted through on that little screen pass.
Wonderful.
It was like, look at that.
Look at that guy.
Haven't seen that in a while.
There's the guy we saw at Tennessee, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Tom, we haven't seen that in a while.
No. So,
you know, even when you had Nick and Kareem, you didn't see a guy split the seam like that and nobody's going to catch him.
Haven't had that guy in a minute here, have they?
No.
Right? Not that kind of player, right? So he's been encouraging as well. So I'm sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought here. But just in general, I think there's been, you know, some development by these young guys. You got to get a win over Tennessee. The schedule going forward looks favorable. I mean, Buffalo at home is going to be a handful,
That's a challenge.
So there's going to be some twists and turns. But I do think these last five games do matter because, as I said to you at the top of the show here, I'm not to the point where that I feel changes is necessary, and nor inevitable.
Okay. Let me ask you this one though. And I wonder, we've all been impressed with this draft class.
A plus.
It's arguably the first draft class we've been impressed with
since 1967, right?
Well, yeah, I know. Certainly for Andrew Berry, it's without question. It's the first one that you look at and say, "Yep, nailed it."
Yep.
You know, nailed it. You nailed it, but you did draft two defensive players on a team that's so lacking for offensive talent, it's ridiculous. But
you did take two quarterbacks.
You did take two quarterbacks.
You did get an offensive lineman. There are some flaws to it.
You found a really good big-time running back. You found another running back who looks like he could be a perfect complement. I like it. If by chance this goes south, even further south in the final five games, do you think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are a package deal? Or did one draft put Andrew Berry in a different light? I wonder, Tom.
Because overall... That's a tricky question. There's a lot.
I went through his first five drafts.
Yeah.
And of the offensive players that he drafted, and at the time Cedric Tillman was out, of the offensive players drafted, none of them were playing for the Browns.
Wow.
In the first five drafts.
Wow.
And at that time, Cedric was out, and there was somebody else, too, It was DeJuan Jones, who was out. They weren't here. They weren't playing. Well, how do you miss five drafts taking offensive guys? That's terrible. But then when you turn around this year.
Send him to Columbus.
Well, yeah. You turn around this year, and you nail a draft.
Yeah.
And I just wonder... If in fact, let's work under the assumption that Kevin and Andrew were a package deal, does that separate them?
That's a great question. I
don't know the answer to
that. I don't either. They're aligned in so many ways, Jeff. And by the way, I think I hear a little pain in your voice when you say Cedric Tillman.
I really like Cedric.
I know you do. I've been high in him as well, and I'm just waiting for it to happen, and it hasn't for whatever reason, right? Happened.
Not since Joe Flacco.
No, I know. And there's weeks where I feel like, you know,
is it him? Are they trying to throw it to him? I don't know the answer.
Yes, and yes. Right. I mean, there's so many variables in this place. That's why, you know, when we talk about this offense being such a mess, and actually, I heard John Greco this morning on the morning show to talk about, you know, you can never just say that it's one thing, right? There's always a breakdown in blocking, a receiver's not running the right route, the quarterback misses him by a hair, whatever, and that just leads to the situation we're in. So, but in terms of the Berry and Stefanski package, I do think they do separate themselves in different ways. I don't think necessarily ownership views them as a package.
You don't?
No, I don't. I think they're separate entities because I think it's, you know, the roster is the roster. And the production on the field is what's going on in the field. And that's on the coaching staff, and the roster is on the GM and the personnel group.
It's funny to me because, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, I don't like the overall roster. But, boy, you nailed it this time around.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I think you'd be very hard-pressed to make a move with Andrew Berry based on the success of one draft. Honestly, I think this draft has been so solid that I'd, I don't know how you would walk away from him at this point.
Great point, Jeff. Because of what this draft has built in terms of where you go forward with it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's
because now you have a couple of pieces.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. You do. The Browns have received some support from a very unlikely source. If you're a Browns fan, you'll think, really?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.